Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. I'm joined by Joseph DeFelice, the regional administrator with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Welcome to the show, Joe. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
HUD's 2017 annual homeless assessment report has been compiled and released. What's the purpose of this report?
Well, it really helps us get out to determine the homeless people throughout our entire nation. You know, obviously, as regional administrator here in Region 3, that's Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and D.C. So I tend to focus a little bit more on those numbers in that region. So what it is, essentially, is it's the HUD's annual homelessness assessment report. So that's our report to Congress. However, while that may be our report, it's kind of far from our story. The story is how HUD and other federal agencies are collaborating with and supporting our state and local partners to prevent homelessness across the country. It's a coordinated effort to end homelessness, and the key is making progress in preventing and ending homelessness. And we do this through our continuums of care. Continuum of Care, they're our primary partners. We call them our COCs. They're our local planning bodies responsible for coordinating the full range of homeless services in a geographic area. That's a city, a county, a metropolitan area, a locality, and or even a state. So essentially what it is HUD a lot of times funds what we call these continuums of care. This is more of a bottom-up approach. We don't dictate down to the continuums of care what they should do. They tell us what their plans are, and we decide whether or not to grant them funding for those plans.
How do you compile the data? How do you find out the number of homeless across the nation?
We call it our AHAR, which is our Annual Homeless Assessment Report to Congress. It's published in two parts. Part one is the report we are talking about today. It provides what they call point-in-time counts. Literally, that offers a snapshot of homelessness, both sheltered and unsheltered, on a single night. Essentially, what it is, you have teams of volunteers, federal officials, local officials that literally go out and count homeless people, whether that is in Philadelphia going to the subway corridors or going to parks or going to shelters or, in some cases, abandoned homes, and some of our rural communities out into the woods to count people that are homeless. I mean, it's a real localized approach to a national problem.
Let's start nationally. What does a homeless snapshot look like for the nation?
So unfortunately, the homeless snapshot went up slightly, 0.7%. What does that really mean? Well, I think what we're seeing here is you're seeing affordability in some of our major urban areas, right? New York, California. I think what you see in those states is with affordability, and that's putting more and more people out on the street. Just to give you an example, some of the key findings we found in our national report are 553,742 people were experiencing homelessness. So think about that. For every 10,000 people, 17 were experiencing homelessness. So when I throw the 10,000 number out there, it gives you a better understanding. When I just throw out 500,000, it doesn't, that's like too vast. But for example, a month ago, I was in Wytheville, southwestern Virginia, and that's a town of about 8,000 people. So figure about 15 people out of that 8,000. So when you look at that number, if you see 15 homeless people in the town of Wytheville, it's still a lot higher than we would like it to be. It did increase. It was the first time in 7 years. However, what I can tell you is that people experiencing homelessness is down 13%, 13.1% actually, since 2010. We saw declines in the numbers of families with children experience homelessness. Most homeless people were in emergency shelters or transitional housing, not out on the street, which is what we want to do. We want to get people off of the streets, especially. And we do this count in January because it is so cold and it is the beginning of the year. And another issue that we focused on greatly and where Virginia has been huge for us was this idea of ending veterans homelessness. That, for example, that's down 46% since 2010. 46%. And Virginia, you may or may not know, was the first commonwealth in the country to effectively end veterans homelessness. So what does that mean? Does that mean that there are no homeless veterans in Virginia? No. But what it does mean is that all veterans have been identified, and once identified, can be housed within 90 days. The systems are in place to give them housing within 90 days. So no veteran in the Commonwealth of Virginia should experience homelessness.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with the regional administrator with HUD, Joe DeFelice. Well, we talked about the national numbers in this homeless assessment snapshot. Let's dive more into those Virginia numbers.
All right. So Commonwealth of Virginia was one of 30 states and District of Columbia to report decreases in homelessness between 2016 and 2017. I know you asked specifically about Virginia, but my region, as I stated earlier, goes from Pennsylvania down to Virginia to West Virginia. Every state within Region 3 had a decline. But Virginia was one of the better ones. They saw decreases in overall homelessness, family homelessness, and veterans homelessness in their one-year and long-term reports. Between 2016 and 2017, the overall rate of homelessness decreased 3.2% in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Of the roughly 6,000 people currently experiencing homelessness, most were located in emergency shelters. So I'd say about 80% of them were in emergency shelters, whereas 1,000 were still considered unsheltered. Since 2010 in Virginia, the overall rate of homelessness decreased roughly 33%. So it's down a third. So that is something to be to celebrate and something to be happy about. And I think more and more people are paying attention to the homeless population, whether it's through homeless veterans. You know, I joke sometimes that, homelessness is such a huge problem and you can't attack it all at one time. So we kind of look at it, I say, well, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You have this big, massive issue, so you need to segregate it out. So you attack veterans homelessness, you attack family homelessness, childhood homelessness, chronic homelessness. And that's a better way to get partners on board and to minimize the populations and then essentially attack the entire issue, but by declaring small segments.
How big of a role does mental health play in homelessness?
It's actually a big role, and we've seen it I see it pretty regularly when we talk to the veterans. I mean, a lot of times you have veterans that essentially, they graduate from high school or they leave high school and they go directly into the military, and they see active duty, and then they see things that happen in active duty, and now they come home, and now they're no longer in the military, and now they need to cope. And a lot of times you deal with self-medication. The opioid epidemic has hit. It's hit some areas harder than others, but it's hit every issue from rural to urban. Our big cities are facing a lot of the same issues as our small towns. So the mindset is, for example, I mean, this is Philadelphia, but about a month ago I walked through Rittenhouse Square, which is probably one of the tonier neighborhoods in the city of Philadelphia. And we went out and we just spoke to homeless people. It was pretty clear that several of them had, mental health issues. Some of them are happy to hear from us, others aren't. But we just want to make sure we know that we are there and we're available for support. The one thing that we do here at HUD is we have what we call Housing First, which is essentially, and to be honest with you, this is something that I've evolved on. Housing First is the idea that, get people into housing and then we can start worrying about getting them clean and getting the support services. I used to believe that, how can we put someone in a house ask for them to manage their finances and get a job if they're not clean. But if you think about it, I mean, it's kind of a backwards way of thinking, because if people don't have somewhere to sleep at night and they can't take a hot shower and they can't wash their clothes, they're not thinking two or three steps down the line. They're not thinking 5 years down the line or their career or 10 years down the line. They're thinking about tomorrow. And so we need to make sure there's tomorrow. But Secretary Carson has made it a point to not only focus on housing first, we need to focus on housing second and housing third, getting the support they need and also getting them those wraparound services that they need to become contributing members of society.
Well, we are at the end of the year, giving season, a lot of people making donations. Obviously, there's a lot of organizations that tackle homelessness. It's a good place to send your contribution, isn't it?
I know so. The only problem we run into is, I wish we had that same spirit of giving in January, February, and March. Now, thankfully, a lot of what happens in November and December carries over. Obviously, outside of our funding, a lot of these nonprofits do their own fundraising, and it's very beneficial. And I see people volunteering this time of the year, but, if I can say anything to your guests out there, when you're thinking about doing in December, obviously we appreciate it, but think about helping and giving in January, February, March, and into the summer months as well, because there's a lot of great people out there doing some really, really hard work, pushing that boulder up the hill, and, they need more help pushing that boulder.
I do want to point out that the local continuum of care here in the Winchester area, Northwestern Community Services. People want to find out more information about the homeless report and homeless in general. Where can they go?
Go directly to our website. It's very simple. It's HUD.gov. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Joe DeFelice HUD, at Joe DeFelice HUD on Twitter, or at HUD Mid-Atlantic on Twitter to get, you know, more of a local perspective on what we're doing.
Well, just in closing, that's just one fraction of what HUD is up to. What are some of the other major components of what you're doing?
So my job, I was appointed by the president in May. So my goal has been to go out and find out what the local communities are doing. So I've spent at least 1 or 2 days a week out of the office in the community. I've been to the Commonwealth of Virginia 4 times. I did a tour in southwestern Virginia where we hit Abingdon, we hit Bristol, we were in Withville, we were in Roanoke. I also hit the Eastern Shore, all up and down Accomack County. I did some time in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Newport News, and also I attended an excellent housing conference put forth by the mayor and the city of Richmond to address some of the housing issues. My goal for my year one is to go out and listen, because Secretary Carson, President Trump believe that this is not a top-down approach, it's a bottom-up approach. We need to hear from our partners in the field, because what works in Philadelphia, you know, may not work in Winchester. What works in Roanoke may not work in Pittsburgh. So we need to talk to those local people that are out there. And I hope to get to Winchester sometime soon.
We're out of time for this week. Joseph DeFelice, the regional administrator with HUD, thank you so much for talking about this homeless report, the issue overall, and being a guest on the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it's an extremely important issue. Thanks for having me and let me talk about it. I appreciate it, Robert.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.